Please step forward, ask your questions, make your comments, and visit with Lord Melchizedek.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. I was reviewing some information about the light template from the 5th, 6th, and 7th dimensional light templates. And I was confused about if this is, if in using them, I should be doing or making or being. And it came to me that actually it's none of those. It's a feeling, and directing it towards what I am creating. Is that correct?
That is correct. You hold those light templates within your consciousness and within your physical body. So
okay.
However you choose to apply or to use those light templates that have been recovered, because they were put in those time locks for a reason. As humanity's consciousness fell, they were put in these segments of time locks for a reason, to protect them so they could remain in their purest form. So as each template is released from those time locks, you embody them. You begin to use them in your creative process to develop yourself and your state of consciousness.
So those templates are actually a part of who I am.
Correct.
Ah.
And they have been missing because they were under those time lock restrictions while you navigated in separation of the third dimension. But now that you're shifting your consciousness, you're expanding your consciousness, you're shifting the energetics of your body into a new state of being, you're ready to have those light templates energetically as well as conceptually.
Yes, I see. That's very helpful. Thank you.
That's a very good comment. We're very pleased that you have that awareness. Thank you for sharing.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here. The comment that I wanted to make is that in these last sessions, I'm just sitting in the energy a lot, feeling it like a bath, almost like a hot tub, sitting and just soaking it in, as opposed to knowing, as opposed to thinking, I guess, as opposed
very
to rational
good.
Mind at all. Yes.
Beautiful.
It totally, they're wonderful baths, so I thank you for that. And the question that I have goes back to the tetrahedrons that we were doing a few months ago, and I got some out again the other day and was working with them, and put them into a pattern. And I realized that the tetrahedron work that we did never really discussed where you put the tetrahedron in your space once you make it. And if I made two or three similar ones, how to group them together. So I started grouping them together in a triangle pattern with three tetrahedrons, and it left a hole, a triangle hole in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that was the feminine energy would spiral through that empty space, and the masculine energy was held in those tetrahedrons. So is there any reason to place tetrahedrons in a pattern or an order, or is that just a fun thing to do?
Well, it creates a whole different energetic format, because you are drawing together the energies of each of those tetrahedrons, and you are placing them in a in a way that creates a whole new geometry. So in that, in the case of placing them at the at certain junctures in that triangle, that leaves that void in the middle of another triangle, you are creating a void of energy that is very active, and that you can enter into that void through the interface of those other three tetrahedrons. The fact that you recognize that there's a masculine, feminine energy flowing through that template that you have created. You actually are creating a light template in organizing mm-hmm. the energetics of those various geometries. So beautiful. You're accessing the creative, the innate creativity within you. You see that?
Yes. Well, I'm so happy. I'm so happy to hear. I did definitely feel when I moved, you know, as I was repositioning the tetrahedrons, that when they formed together and there was a triangle void, this spiraling energy kind of came whooshing in. And I was assuming, I guess, I was thinking that the three words, the three faces of the tetrahedrons each have a word. And so that spiraling energy was colored by those words, those vibrations held in the tetrahedrons.
Yes. It's directing and influencing your creation through the creative realm, source energy that's within that void.
Well, this is exciting.
Yeah, it is very exciting. And we thank you for sharing.
You're welcome, and thank you very much.
You are so welcome. We have a question for you. Have you noticed how different your energy field is when you reflect on it in the silence of the interior of you, how the vibrations and the frequencies are a much different iteration of you than they were when we first began this teaching? How you actually have created a different frequency range within your body, within your chakra system, within your entirety of your energy field, that you emanate a much different light energy. And it is there. Always. All you have to do is take a breath and place your attention on your energy field. We would like to have a discussion around that. What you see, what you feel, and how it is different than what you knew or saw or felt at the beginning of this year. I think it would be interesting for the community to hear each one of you as you make your comments.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Master Kathumi. This is Kathleen.
Yes.
Thank you so much for asking this question. And what I noticed, because I finished up the Mastering Alchemy program last spring, so I joined this group a little late, so it's been really an accelerated 9 months for me. And what I noticed is that these energetics are much more, I feel them much more in my body. It's as though my cells are vibrating and magnetized, kind of like I'm becoming lighter and denser at the same time, more coherent and yet lighter. And I'm also aware of that my thoughts are not, when I choose to really be very receptive, that I'm not thinking my thoughts. They're the thoughts of the collective. That I don't have to sit and wait for guidance. I just have to be in that alignment. And I walk around in that all the time now, or I would say a good portion of the time. And that's very, very different than what I had felt even finishing up last spring, the light body. I feel vibrant. I feel radiant. I feel younger. Even though I'm feeling more of my soul individuation, I'm also more aware on almost a micro nuclear cellular level of my oneness. It very much feels the cells themselves at a very, very basic DNA level are being activated. And when we had the activation a few weeks ago of those three strands of DNA, that just accelerated it for me even more. I really do feel most of the time like an incredibly privileged being to be in a physical form right now, receiving these gifts from you all. It's just such an incredible opportunity. So thank you.
You are very welcome, and thank you. You were so articulate in what you conveyed, in what you were feeling, thinking. It's difficult, as you have all discovered at one time or another, as you transform into this fifth dimensional state of consciousness and start to transform your body into that fifth dimensional vehicle. The third dimensional languaging becomes very cumbersome and limiting, but you have articulated very well and conveyed what you were feeling, seeing, and thinking. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. I would just like to share that I feel totally different every month, basically, because of the work that we're doing. There's never a moment where I feel that things are static. There seems to be just growth and revelations and expansions weekly. And I feel much lighter. And inside, just many, many days, I feel so much. It's like jewels of brilliance of light and color. And it's beautiful. My outer world has not changed much in this year, but my inner world has changed enormously. So I thank you all for your assistance as we go through this.
Well, you are very welcome. You know, it takes your participation and your willingness to receive what we offer to you in these times. And we thank you for receiving our gifts so that you,
thank you,
the gifts of your spirit, are then divulged to your conscious state. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
If there are no further questions or comments that you wish to make, we will continue with tonight's energetic program. We thank you, each one of you, who shared. And we encourage each one of you to continue to share in this beautiful collective crucible that you have created together.